Good morning. It's 8:19 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 22nd, 2019. It's frosty here this morning. It snowed here yesterday. Everything's still wet. There's still a lot of snow around here and there. Patches and places. There was upwards of 3 or 4 inches of it around here yesterday. Which is not why I didn't walk. I didn't walk because I couldn't walk. I couldn't wake up. Couldn't move. The week at the Nebulous, the week at, in Burbank, it was a pretty low-key day. Tuesday, traveling. But I got to the hotel early. They didn't have a room ready. And it took them until 4:30 to get my room ready. So I spent the day sort of in limbo. As people started to arrive, I had people I could talk to, but it was an awkward start. And then Wednesday, a week ago, geez, just a week ago, we had the all-day strategic planning session, which was extremely stressful. And then an all-day board meeting on Thursday, which was likewise stressful. I got a new mentee. I'm part of the mentorship program. I got a new one. And there were... The board meeting actually broke an hour, almost an hour, early. And I did get to go to the self-publishing committee town hall, which is good. I met a lot of new people. I got a chance to touch base, spend some quality time with some people that I've known for a while. I got to spend some much more time with Kate and Tara, who's the director and executive, the executive director and deputy. Not a great deal more, but at least more than we get from our weekly calls. So that was nice. And then spent some time with Kat Rembo, the outgoing president. I didn't see much of the incoming president. We'll see how that works out. The guy we appointed, Tobias Bakel, to fill the empty seat, was really interesting guy. Very, very analytical mind. Very analytical mind. We had a chance to sit and talk a little bit here and there in between. Hotel was nice. It was freaking cold. I wasn't prepared to go to Southern California and freeze, but during the day outside it was pretty good. Evening came and sort of cold. And then the hotel was air conditioned, really air conditioned. My room, I was able to turn it off in my room, but all the meeting rooms were frosty. So that wore me down quite a lot. But I did get home. I didn't put on 10 pounds. I only put on like 2 or 3, maybe a couple. Watched what I was eating. I did treat myself to a couple of desserts. I had a piece of cheesecake. I had the tiramisu at the banquet. The awards were long, but they were mostly long because the presenters used the podium to foster their own agendas, which was at times tedious. This was the first time I was able to sit down with Oz Drummond, who's the comptroller. Since I was elected, I've had conversations with him in the past, but this is the first time I've actually been able to sit down and have a cup of coffee and a chat and talk about where we think we need to go and what we think we need to do and how we might go about it. And we've got some interesting times, some things we've got to do going forward, not the least of which is we need to get some language cleared with the California Council to make sure that what we're doing is within the boundaries of the California corporate law. So it was a good trip. I think it was a fruitful trip. It was exhausting, is what I was saying. I slept. I got to bed early, relatively early, Sunday night, because I had an early morning flight on Monday, and wasn't able to sleep that well on. Those are not really big woodpeckers, those are roofers. I kept waking up all night Sunday night thinking, oh my god, I missed my alarm. I'm sorry. I had two alarms set, but I kept waking up thinking I missed my alarm. So I got up an hour earlier than I needed to. I was worried that it would take an hour for the Uber to arrive, and it was like 10 minutes. And there was no traffic, so we're at the airport like 25 minutes later. Had plenty of time for breakfast at the airport, and I slept on the plane all the way home, 2 hours. Slept 2 hours on the plane, and then came home, sat down in a comfy chair, promptly had a nap for a couple hours, and then went to bed relatively early, and still yesterday, I couldn't actually get out of my own way. It was kind of like almost, I need another cup of coffee, but I have to cross the room to the coffee pot to get it. I think I'll just go without. That was a little crazy. It didn't help that it was snowing and raining and yucky yesterday, so it's like, okay, I can't. I didn't get back on the treadmill last night and do anything. I napped. I had a nap in the morning. Had a nap in the afternoon. I had a nap in the evening. And then my wife's computer had a failure, and I spent a couple hours working through that with her. When Best Buy opens up, I got to go buy a new graphics card, because I'm pretty sure the graphics card's crapping up. But that doesn't open up for an hour, so another hour and plus. So I'll get my coat on, take the walk, and try to reestablish my connection with everyday life as opposed to hotel life. I'm wearing my parka today because it was just barely 40 degrees. It's overcast, almost overcast. It's a cold, world here. Most ambitious thing I was able to do yesterday was a grocery run, and that was only because we didn't have any, we didn't have anything in the house I could fix for dinner. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Okay. So yeah, it was a good trip. It was, there were moments of fun, there were moments of enlightenment. I attended a Geek's Guide to Literary Criticism and thought, it's an interesting idea. What is this all about? So, Michael Todd Gallowglass. Gave me some interesting ideas and insights on the idea of literary criticism. It's something that we do, the genre writers particularly do all the time, but we like the language to describe what it is that we're doing. Morning again. And that we don't need to reinvent all of this language. We don't need to reinvent these ideas because they exist already in literary theory, literary criticism. It was intriguing. It was useful. It was interesting. And it's something that I've been thinking about a lot, in terms of writing reviews and doing critiques of other people's work. So I think it's going to be something that I can sort of putter away on in the background and think about and try to come up with some interesting ideas about how that plays out, because I clearly do it myself. I don't have the language for it because I don't know all the various schools, so I'm not familiar with the theory, the body of theory, or the mechanism of criticism. So I need to, always my legs smell so good. So I got some stuff, I got some homework I can do, I got some things I can look at. And Kat Rambo was promoting a particular book that I'm about halfway through it. It's a novel about storytelling, and while that sounds pretty navel-gazery, it's a beautiful book. It really is. I have relaxed my stance on not reading trad-pubbed works to humor Kat, and because a lot of the theory and criticism books are non-fiction, published by trad publishers. If I'm going to spend any time digging into this pile of compost, I need to have access to these sources. So I will probably read more trad pub works this year than I have in the last 3 years combined. I was tickled. I was very pleased to see that one of the people who started in Patio Books with me way back in the day, Darusha Wame, was nominated for a game writing nebula for some work that she did with Choice of Games. It was really fun to get to meet her finally and to be there to celebrate her nomination. She didn't win, but celebrate her nomination. It's going to be difficult for some of these small game companies to compete against some of the larger houses. It was a collaboration game that included Netflix that won, so I don't think anybody was particularly surprised. It's not a game I've even heard of, which doesn't say much because I'm not really in that community, but it was fun to meet her in person and to we had a chat in the afternoon. One of the days, I don't remember which day. It was before the awards, so it was before Saturday. For that matter, it could have been Saturday afternoon. Could have been Friday, I don't know. They all blended together. Largely because I was up until 1:30, 2 o'clock most days. Back up again at 6:30 in the morning. So, 3 or 4 days of 4-hour sleep nights and on the go, dead run from the time I crawled out of bed to the time I fell in again. Is sharp. I said it was breezy. I said light breeze. Yeah, this is not. I'm walking into a 10 mile an hour wind at the moment. It's and it is cold. It is chewing at my cheekbones. Wow. I'm glad I wore the parka. But we'll just leave it there, I guess. So, yeah, I'm out. I have some ideas for what I'm going to do as a board liaison to the Nebulous for next year. Not the least of which is to get a program ready before 10 days. For the conference, so that we have something we can take to sponsors when we're looking for them in February. So anyway, I made it back. First walk after the Nebulous. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.